four stages in the evolution of the creator economy. Interesting report here. What did you find, Andrew?
So I thought the chart, I just scrolled down and it shows us the evolution of the creator economy. They broke it down into different generations for us here. We got first generation, second generation, third generation, fourth generation currently unfolding. And they're actually giving us a breakdown here of the creator payouts in billions of dollars as well. I think it's pretty funny that they're isolating the first generation as Facebook and YouTube. I mean, yeah, they're the old boys on the block, I guess. Second generation is TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. Third generation, Teachable, Substack, Moj. I haven't used Moj. OnlyFans, Patreons, Gumroad, ShareChat. You can see a trend here, right? Because in generation one, it was all about broadcast, right? And there wasn't a lot of flexibility to do anything. Generation two, now we're actually getting into more of the user-generated content, gen two, right? Generation three is now monetization. Let's create additional streams of income for everybody so that we all become more resilient and more in control of our finances at the end of the day. Fourth generation, empowering creators to operate as businesses. We were just talking about this recently. A lot more tools, a lot more softwares becoming available for content creators to hopefully speed up their process, outsource and automate a lot of the processes. It says here, going beyond content and entertainment with learning courses and education technology, merch, gaming, etc. The creator economy is just up to a lot of amazing stuff. And I don't know where we're going to be, but I think I know from like speaking from my own personal experience, I'm looking forward to like some more advanced stuff like VR and AR. And I think we're just around the corner from actually exploring some of those more leading edge technologies too.
Yeah, it's interesting here. They're talking about the creator economy becoming a $100 billion industry. That's what got me into wanting to tap into the creator economy, because I see it kind of overtaking this advertising industry. Right now, all these social networks are all about making money from ads. And I think that's the shift that's going to change, is that they're going to create more products that people will pay, the consumer will pay for. I think that's going to be a big part. I think they're going to do a lot more, call it, partnerships with users. As an example, Facebook Marketplace becoming kind of like an eBay, as an example, where like the payment, the transaction happens on the platform. Twitter Blue, and people paying for a premium account, stuff like that. So I do think that advertising is going to simmer down over the next decade. I think that a lot of people don't like their data being sold or being used to sell ads and so on. So that's where I see these platforms are going to be changing their models and changing the way they work with these creators, because creators are the new entertainers, like the new, you know, before we used to watch TV and, you know, these actors putting on shows, whatever, you know, more of, I think our generation and below, you know, the 12 year olds to the, maybe the 40 year olds,
millennials, are consuming more and more of the content. Gen Zers. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're consuming our content on the internet, on YouTube, on Facebook, on these platforms versus TV. I haven't had cable TV for, like, honestly, 20 years, maybe
20 years,
I mean, something like that.
I'm not that long, but yeah, probably 15 years for me. Yeah. I'm all about the screen.
Yeah.
Streaming
something
services,
like that. I stopped watching cable TV so long ago. So
check this out. I think that's really, I really like the examples here, because it just really paints us a good picture. The second generation, the example they give us here is, today an Instagram creator with a following of 100,000 can earn about $200 per post. Okay. Nothing to write home about, but still $200 a post, pretty damn good, especially if you're posting a lot. And then the third generation, speaking to what you were just highlighting there, Matt, at the very bottom of the third generation comment, I really like this, a customer relationship management tool, which can help boost not just influencer reach, but also earning potential, is waiting to be created. Because yeah, we talk about these CRMs and everything, but there isn't really, not really, a good CRM tool that's actually targeted to support the creator, just brands and companies, right? I don't know if there's like, do you know of a CRM that's actually marketing to creators?
No.
Yeah,
you're right.
I haven't come across many that are doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it looks like HubSpot's starting to target the creators. So maybe
with their
HubSpot
podcast. You're talking about their podcasts.
You know what's funny? Oh, I just realized something. Oh, that's so funny. I actually talked to a startup. I don't know if I should say their name or not, but they are actually building that, as a matter of fact. That's basically what it is. Yeah. Actually, I think I could say it. I think I could say it. It's called Mink. M-I-N-K.
M-I-N-K. Mink. I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Yeah. So I think they're really early stages still. I can't remember. It was Mink.
Is it mink.io or something, or mink.
No, it was a Mink. Oh, you know what it was? M.inc. M.inc. That was what it was. M.inc. Yeah. So basically that's what he's doing.
Okay. Let's create together. Sign up for early access. So yeah, they're still in development. Okay.
Yeah. So I met with this founder, but that was his vision for this, was basically a CRM for creators. But there's others out there that are doing the same sort of thing. If you look at it, Y Combinator, those kind of like tech, startup incubators, a lot of people are creating tools like this. You go to influencerhub.com. They got tons of tools there of people kind of creating these platforms. For creators, tons of tools for creators. So it's just interesting to see kind of which ones actually pick up and take off.
All right, Matt, there we go. We covered the 2022 top trends for the content creator economy. And man, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really ambitious, really, really bullish on content creators. Right now, the market is taking a major, major splash, lots of blood in the streets. But as long as we got content creators out there being supported by the various tools that we talked about, the trends that we've talked about, I don't know. I think it's super bright. I think more and more content creators are going to be able to empower their financial futures and spur up some audiences and support the economy as a whole. I'm a big believer in content creators, and I think things are looking really good for everybody.
I think it's interesting to see the software startup in the Silicon Valley, kind of merging in with these creators who are now using the tools that they created. And now there's more softwares coming up to support more creators. You know what I mean? It's like this mesh of these kind of geeky developers with these, outgoing creative types, like it's like the introverts supporting the extroverts, and they're just kind of moving up to get, that's kind of what it's becoming like. So that's what's really cool about watching this. And and we're kind of the in between. We're the one kind of telling the news in between and kind of connecting the dots for both sides. So that's how I'm seeing it. So guys, if you're watching the show on YouTube, make sure to kind of check out some of the other clips and shows that we've done. We've covered a lot of topics around the creator economy before. If you're listening to this podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever, we put all of our clips both on YouTube as well as on all the podcast networks. And then we also have these little short clips that we put on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else. So you guys can check those out. But make sure to kind of go back and look at some of our past content, because I think we got some interesting stuff for you to learn. And we got more stuff coming up next week as well. So awesome. Thank you guys. And we'll see you next week.
See you.